Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Thanks for having me. My name is James Benefico. I live in Austin, Texas for the last 12 years, and I'm the owner of Organic Muscle. We make certified organic fitness supplements.
Awesome. So how did you get into this business? Like, what inspired you to start this company?
Well, I actually almost had a heart attack from taking a conventional pre-workout. Very popular supplement. I'm sure many of y'all have taken it. Everyone I talk to has had a nightmarish experience with a pre-workout, and that's what happened to me. Got severe heart palpitations, throat started closing up, and I felt like I was going to die. So that experience led me down this rabbit hole where I really just wanted to use a healthy pre-workout that would give me energy and stamina or endurance without like poisoning me. So there was nothing on the market at that time. So we got the brilliant idea to do it ourselves. I was 23 years old, no idea what I was doing, but raised the money and figured it out, partnered with an organic supplement manufacturer, and we made it happen. Now that product has almost 5,000 reviews on Amazon. That was 11 years ago.
Awesome. So obviously, like, I use pre-workouts myself. So I'm curious, like, what is in the ingredients? Like, what do you have in there that separates you from the mainstream products, you can say you can get it like, you know, Walgreens or something?
Yeah, we take a naturopathic holistic approach. So it's kind of like an herbal approach, but the main ingredients are beetroot and pomegranate, which are amazing for circulation and endurance. We have mushrooms in there, you know, reishi and cordyceps, and then clean sources of caffeine. We have adaptogens like rhodiola rosea. So everything works together synergistically. And really the best part is the endurance. Like, you can just work out forever. It doesn't jolt you like energy drinks, which like kind of jolt you and then you crash.
Right.
It's like really smooth.
Do you have creatine in the pre-workout also?
We do not. We could only use things that come from the earth since it's organic. Organic has to be grown, essentially.
Okay, cool. So in terms of your product, right, like, it's one thing because you said that you had this issue, you wanted to, you know, create something better for yourself, but like to actually go and start a company is something very different. So when you were first getting started, you kind of like work in the kitchen. How did you actually go about formulating this product?
I talked to people who knew what they were doing. I did a ton of research and figured out what ingredients I wanted in there. But then I needed to talk to like naturopathic doctors and nutritionists about what would actually make sense, what works together synergistically, the correct amounts of everything. Then the challenge was making a bunch of organic herbs taste good. I mean, our first batch that we released tasted like a bowl of dirt. So it's because it's organic herbs. So it took many different reformulations to get, and we can't use the synthetic sweeteners, nor do we want to.
Right.
So we're using Lohan berry and things like that. So it took some time to get the taste down, but now we have an incredible formula that tastes good and works well and is safe and healthy. What a concept, right?
Crazy yeah, for concept sure.
To have something that's safe, healthy, and effective.
Exactly. So obviously, yeah, I'm curious because like there's so many different types of people that, you know, work out, right? So in terms of an ideal customer, what would you say that is? Like, who have you noticed that typically buys your products?
It's the intersection of people who eat organic and work out, where that comes together. Yeah, it's people who really care about their health. It's people who are honestly tend to be not the most trustworthy of the major institutions like big agriculture. They're a little skeptical of mainstream medicine, I could even say. They take their health into their own hands.
Right. But is it like certain like endurance athletes, CrossFit, you know, power lifters? Like, is there like a certain category of people who are typically?
It's all the above, man. We've had world-class arm wrestlers, hang glider, anything you could imagine.
Awesome. So where do you mostly sell your product? Is it D2C? Is it retail, Amazon? What does that look like?
It's D2C. For most of our business, it's been mostly Amazon. But now we're getting more on our website, and we're actually launching in Vitamin Shoppe next year. So going the retail route as well.
That's exciting. So, in terms of Amazon or D2C, like, what have you done to grow that channel? Like, I mean, obviously, Amazon, you can do PPC SEO. I guess, like, with D2C, do you work with influencers, things like that? What is in your strategy?
Yeah, honestly, our strategy has mainly been like social proof. So we have a lot of amazing, good-looking, cool people who use our products, and we have partnerships with them where they create content for us. So we honestly, like for our website, we've barely spent money on marketing in the traditional sense for like ads. What we do is we have a lot of people who organically use our products, and then we'll give them a free product. Hey, take some videos and you already use this. Make a testimonial video, take some pictures, and then we just plaster that out there. And it's kind of just been a word of mouth snowball. And we use a lot of that social proof on Amazon as well. But we were fortunate with Amazon to get in early, and we got a lot of reviews, and that helped build momentum for the business early on, which kind of like supported us.
Right. But if Amazon is a great channel, like what makes you want to push towards like D2C and retail now in 2024-25?
For sure. There's two main reasons. One, Amazon can just like delete your account whenever they want. There's not like that safety because it's not your platform. So that's a little scary. But we've been fortunate. Amazon give and Amazon take, you know.
Yeah.
It's you're doing business with a behemoth, and you know, just one agent who's not even who's overseas can just delete your account if they so choose. So that's
Right.
what scares me about it. The other thing is Amazon owns your data. So we've had hundreds of thousands of customers on Amazon, and I don't have any other email addresses.
Right.
So that's the main thing. With our website, we are safe from any kind of, I was going to say a curse word. We're safe from any shenanigans, and we get the data for our customers, and we can kind of get them in our email flow and build a relationship.
For sure, but what about retail, right? 'Cause, I mean, obviously, retail is a whole different, ball game. So, what is your plan to go and win at retail, being invited to
I'm still
show?
learning, dude. I haven't done retail before. It's going to be a baptism by fire. So you probably have more info than myself. But what I'm banking on is us having cooler branding and labels, a really good name, Organic Muscle. People know exactly what we are, and
Right.
better products. I'm kind of letting that do our marketing for us.
For sure. So, in terms of your product, right, you mentioned the pre-workout, but do you have other products or other products in the pipeline that you plan to put out there?
Yeah, we're really well known for our organic tonkatli. Tonkatli is like the best herb in the world for boosting testosterone. Andrew Huberman talks about it a lot. We have the only certified organic on the market. We also have like greens, like athletic greens, but
Right.
better,
Right.
reds, and protein powder that's really delicious and easy to digest that doesn't mess up your gut. So yeah, we have a host of products.
Awesome. No, yeah, it's cool that you can, because like essentially you've built this audience and you're able to give them so much value by having all these different products or like high level, clean, organic products that they really can use for all parts like their workouts, pre-workout, post-workout. There are so many, great products there. So I'm curious because obviously nowadays many companies are using high level technology like AI. So do you guys currently use AI? And if not, like, where can I come in and give you more value?
Yeah, we do. So there's a couple of use cases for AI. I personally love using AI for research. I use it to learn. I'll research different topics and formulate arguments for and against. I'll learn if I have a position, I'll be like, okay, what are the arguments against this position? What are the arguments for it? And it's just really great for mental exercising. And I think that's like the most overlooked way to build your own mind, not to outsource your intelligence, but to grow your own intellect. So I really love doing it for that. I also will use it to get ideas for copy, for email ideas. Really, I use it for ideas. And also, like if I have an email, I'll write an email. I don't use it to write emails, but I'll use it to improve emails, to tidy them up. And I'll use it for like the pictures and stuff you can make. I haven't done the videos yet, but I'd like to do that. But the pictures can be really cool for getting ideas for branding, marketing materials. But yeah, there's so much you could do with it. It's kind of limitless. It's nuts. But there is the hesitation with the dangers, potential dangers of AI and becoming too reliant on it and how it could. It's a balancing act, I think. I think we'll see people using it to build themselves. And we'll see other people just like becoming so reliant on it that they basically become a jellyfish.
What about AI for like customer service? Have you used that or thought about that?
So I thought about it like a year ago, and it was kind of janky and like a little. We tried it for a couple of weeks, and it felt like you were talking to a robot.
Right.
I don't know, something kind of creeps me out about it, but also I see the value. So I'm open to it, but I'm not committed. And
Right.
I think there's a something nice about having a human.
For sure. Yeah, it's good to have a human. I mean, I think it just can
Are
be
you a
tricky
human?
sometimes.
Am I talking to you? No, you're not
I'm a
anymore.
human. Yeah,
Okay.
exactly. Yeah. So, what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Phew, there's so many. I would say focus on one thing and do it better than everyone else. I like diversified and launched a million different products, and that could be very taxing mentally. Oh my God, I have to do marketing and order, and it's so much to think about for all these different products, and think about scaling and understand where you're at and where you're going for every product. I would have one main core product and just do it better than everyone. Focus your effort on just absolutely having the best product possible and the best marketing possible for that one thing. And then once you have that nailed down, you could add like an upsell and different things. But I would be very deliberate about what you offer. The other thing is just having a positive mindset. As entrepreneurs, a lot of us can be very hard on ourselves. And I guess there is a time and a place for that. But really cultivating positivity. People can feel your vibe. And if you're a negative Nancy or you're all in your feels or you're like, I'm a stupid idiot, da da da, other people can sense that. And when I started like being more positive and loving myself a bit more, I started closing more deals. Interesting how that works, right? So I would really cultivate gratitude and self-love and work hard, work hard, but give yourself grace. And yeah, I think it more people want to do business with you when you got a good vibe. Positive outlook.
Hey y'all, it's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing, and I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? Do you want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technology like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
That's true. That's good advice. But I'm curious, so did you have like a bunch of products and you had to kind of scale things back?
I launched a few products. So the first product I launched was the organic pre-workout, and it did really well pretty quickly. So I'm 34 now. I was 24 at the time. Like I'm a freaking genius, dude. Everything I touch turns to gold. And then I launched a couple more products, and they flopped. Did horrible. It was very humbling. It almost took the business under. So it took honestly took years to bounce back from launching some products that didn't work out. So it's another thing. You got to believe in yourself, but also stay humble. And yeah, I launched some products that failed
So
miserably.
how did you know like when it was time to go back and like add those other products that you have today?
It's also an experience thing. I learned more about what our customers liked, and it was really an understanding. I don't regret launching those products because I learned a lot from it. And like the last product I launched is crushing it.
Right.
So, and I knew it would. I really knew it would because I have the wisdom of launching products that have worked and products that haven't worked.
Right.
So it's part of the
So,
process too.
but is it more like you had a lot of conversation with your customers and say, hey, like, you know, what do you want? Or like, would you want this? Like, how did you like know this would work per se?
Yeah, so that was part of it. And it was also understanding what kind of packaging like that customers get in. They're like, oh, this is awesome. And then it was also understanding what there's demand for, but you could offer in a unique way that no one's offering it. So like my products that failed, it wasn't a unique offer. I was just throwing it into a sea of similar products.
Right.
And it also didn't resonate with the ethos of our brand well. It kind of did, but not in a really deep way.
Makes sense. So, if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for organic muscle?
I see us growing a lot. I see the trend for just consumers. People want clean, organic food and supplements. People are trying to take their health into their own hands instead of relying on these massive institutions. We've seen what happens when we rely on the mainstream and these big institutions. We have a country filled with cancer and diabetes and our obesity. So people are taking matters into their own hands, and eating a clean, organic, whole food-based diet is part of that. So I see myself getting wiser, making better decisions, us having better packaging, better marketing, leveraging AI in a moral and efficient way. And yeah, I see things going well. I also see a lot of businesses going under because things are getting very competitive.
For sure.
Capital has dried up. And yeah, there's going to be a reorganization of the market in a major way. Also, organic regulations have gone much stricter.
Right.
Amazon regulations have gone stricter. So everything is changing right now.
Right. So you're saying that now that companies that claim organic, maybe some of them can't do it anymore because it's a lot more stringent.
Yeah.
Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media or just best ways to get in contact?
Yeah, sure. If you want to link up with me personally, my Instagram is at James Benefico. My company's Instagram is at organic_muscle, and our website's organicmuscle.com. Send me a message. I'd love to chat.
Awesome. Well, James, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.